First of all, it's great that everything has been sorted now, and the general public, especially people that are living along here, there's been the concerns that they had. As I said, I was talking to a lot of them. I also was talking to the members of the family there and working and negotiating with them in relation to what was happening. We've seen the armed response unit here. We've seen the guards here, the ambulance service and all. And I want to thank them for the professional way that they handled things here today.
An alarming, though, incident for Clooney.
Yeah, it is an alarming thing, but as I say, look, it's done and dusted, everything's back to normal. And as well as that, our thoughts is with the person that caused all this. We hope now that he get the help and the support that he needs as well.
It must have been a very worrying time for residents here in Clooney, particularly on the main street area here where they were locked in their homes for several hours.
Well, the biggest concern was because people didn't know what was happening. As I say, I came on the scene as quick as I heard. I found out who the individual was. I contacted her family. I was negotiating with the family to make sure that we got a line of communication open with him. And I mean, that kind of worked. And I kind of got things down. And as I say, the professional way the guards and everyone else handled themselves, and even the local council out here closing off roads and things like that, it was a worrying thing. And as I says, especially for families who were stuck in their houses and that, which mean they didn't know, we had people over here 80 years of age and young children coming back from school couldn't get into their homes. So it was concerning and it was worrying at the time.
Does a question not need to be asked now as to why these people weren't evacuated from their homes?
Well, listen, I'm not a professional on that. That's down to the guards themselves. They know how to call these things. And I think, Dushmina, at the end of the day, everyone has their own profession, and that's their profession. And I think, as we've seen how it ended up, everything went well and everything went smooth.
But that is ultimately down to the major emergency response that ensued following this incident. And I can only imagine the people who were initially caught up in that incident, how they must have felt as well.
Yeah, listen, no one wants to be in that situation. As I says, Dushmeen, everyone was going about their business. Next, all of a sudden at 2 o'clock, it all came to a head. Road blocked off, people didn't know what was coming or going. Then the guards came along, and then from there it just all kind of added on more and more. Then the armed response unit, they sectioned off some of the road, and then there at 4 o'clock that moved out, the boundary moved out a lot longer. They kept in contact, as far as I know, with all the residents in the houses. We had a line of communication there with any families that was there on the road, and in any of the houses know exactly what was happening at the time. But at the same time, it's worrying when you're locked in your own home, and there's no back access to some of these houses as well, so they have to come out onto the main road. So that was a concern.
And have you been in contact with any of them now this evening, Councillor Healy, as to how they're feeling after the ordeal?
Yeah, well, listen, as I says, the road is only after being opened, so I'll be going round to the houses here on the main street and chatting everyone and see just how they are. And that I was talking to some of the business there already. Like, it only affected one half of the town, the other half of the town is working away. But it is a concern to everyone. I mean, anyone that's here today, they're worried about somebody who was living down here. We're a close-knit community here, and I mean, we look out for each other, so when something like this happens, it is a concern to everyone.
And obviously an investigation will now take place as to why this all happened in the first place.
Yeah, well, listen, it's with the guards. As I say, they were here. They brought away the vehicle there about 5 minutes ago that the lad was in. So that's all been gone away. So it's up to the guards now on how they proceed with it. But as I says, he was brought away in the ambulance. Let's hope he gets the help and support that he needs as well.